Last one's on protocol. Is it true that it's bad or disrespectful to point one's heel at a monk? It's actually not heel, it's your foot. Just the sort of the whole foot. And that's Thai culture. I thought that I read or heard this somewhere. Actually, it's even in the Buddha's time. I remember there's a sutta where was it? Nagita? The one that... Huh? The one who got drunk on Pindabat, yes, on Andhra. So he was. There's some great stories in the Vinaya. in the suttas, you've got all these teachings, and you know the Buddha, you know, teaches them, and they get enlightened, and. Sometimes it can be depressing. Where are the people like me? So then you go to the Vinaya, and it's and that's where the Buddha's got to. No, you should not do that. No, that really isn't good. Don't do that anymore. And anyway, what happened was there's a group of monks who they're always getting in trouble. And they thought it would be a really good idea to tell the lay people that something that's really meritorious is offering things that the monks don't get very often. And what they don't get very often is alcohol. So this, and then this monk he didn't know what was going on. This was a monk who was actually quite accomplished, and he was he had some psychic powers, and he'd anyway, he went on alms round, and he didn't make it back to the monastery. He sort of passed out. They had to bring him back to the to the monastery, and then he sort of laid him out, and then he's drunk, and he's sort of, and then he passes out again with his feet pointing to the Buddha. And then the Buddha uses, you know, would that monk have done that before? So that was even the pointing one to his feet to somebody, even in Indian culture, at the time of the Buddha, was considered inappropriate. And so similarly, and certainly in Thai culture, that's very, you're trained from the time you're very little not to be pointing your feet. Anyway, I haven't even got very far into this question. Is it true that it's bad or disrespectful to point one's heels at a monk? I thought that I read or heard this somewhere. Sometimes I have felt the necessity to stretch out one leg or the other in the meditation hall, but as all the monastics sit up front, I feel that I will be pointing my heel at one monastic or another, and I really don't want to be disrespectful. If this is so, or if this is worrying too much about conventions, which causes suffering. Well, I mean, I think one is just when you know what a convention is. When you don't know what a convention is, and sort of you just don't know. So, but when you know it and realize that it has a significance for others, then it's appropriate to try to be alert to it as best one can, and sometimes if you're sitting and need to stretch out your legs a bit, one is just sort of standing up is a way to do it, or sort of pointing the feet off to, especially also to a shrine. It's sort of not. It's good not to be pointing one's feet in a shrine, and it is a convention, but it's also conventions that help us set a tone, is that there are some things that are really worthy of reverence and respect, so then it's, you know, either standing up or pointing one's feet off to the side somewhere somehow. Those are polite ways or sensitive ways of doing that. And in the end, it's not a, you know, it's not a really big deal. But it is, how do you say? Yeah, it is a politeness, and in human society, that's a yes. It's a good quality sometimes, creating harmony. Okay, so that's the last question.